The tongue is very fascinating. So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols. On the left, you see what in Chinese medicine is considered a normal tongue. It's got a little bit of a glisten to it, but not too much. It's got a little bit of a white coating, but not too much. It's a nice pink. It doesn't have scalloped edges. It's just a nice looking tongue. They're hard to find, actually. But when we look at the tongue, we can map it out. The different parts of the tongue are related to different areas of the body. So the heart is the very tip. If you notice somebody that has little lesions or very red spot at the tip of the heart, at the tip of the tongue, it might mean that they have some heart heat, and you need to be looking at that. The lung area is right behind the heart, so that would be this area here. And again, we're looking for redness, we're looking for irritation, aggravation. Same thing on the sides. On the left-hand side, we have liver, and on the right-hand side, we have gallbladder. Again, we're looking for areas of ulceration, discoloration, spots. Stomach and spleen are in the middle, and when we see a lot of redness there or paleness there, we're looking at problems with the stomach spleen, which in Chinese medicine is related to digestion. And then finally, the very back, that's this part here, right before the taste buds. We don't see the taste buds in this tongue. They're further back, but that could be kidney, bladder, and intestinal stress. Again, what we're looking for are marks there, discolorations, and we're going to go through what I've got on the exam form so you can see specifically what's going on. So let's look at the tongue. We've already looked at the picture, and on this form, you can just have people mark little dots, X's, whatever, wherever they find redness or irritation. The other thing we can look at is the shape of the tongue. When this elliptical-shaped tongue is more of a normal tongue. But the hammer tongue, you see where it's swollen in the back and in the front? That's indication of stagnation, lack of circulation to those parts of the body reflected there. So it could be related to lung, heart, and it could be related to kidney, bladder, and intestines. In a rectangular tongue, you see it's not as tapered in the beginning spot where the heart and the lungs are. So it could be indicative of stagnation in the heart or the lung area. An acute triangular tongue is what it was described in this particular article, but it's really an elongated tongue. The liver, the tongue is long and narrow. And that's usually the sign of a deficiency. The tongue just isn't getting enough nourishment to be wide and plump and elliptical like it should be. It's more of an elongated, and it's usually a sign of deficiency. This obtuse triangular, see, it's triangular, but it's super, super swollen, very different from the acute triangular tongue. This is very much a bloated tongue and is indicative of an inflammation somewhere or bloating in the gut, poor digestion, and you'd have to be looking further to see what that's related to. The square tongue is somewhat shorter than a typical tongue and wider than the typical tongue. So it can be indicative of stagnation anywhere in the body and also of maybe some inflammation in the heart or the lungs. And finally, we've got the rounded tongue. And again, it's shorter than most tongues and it's a little bit more bloated and can be indicative of an inflammation. So you've got a spot here where you can choose the tongue and then you'll have an idea of what the possible indications are. this one should say square. So next we're going to look at distinguishing marks on the tongue. And this was taken from, I've given you the website where we've taken this from. There's also more information. If you really are interested in tongue diagnosis and want to go deeper, you can look there. But this is just meant to give you an overview of the things that you could do, just could get good at pretty quickly. Tongue diagnosis is something that takes years to perfect, and those of you who are acupuncturists know that. So I'm just giving you kind of an overview, and many of you who are acupuncturists probably know a lot more about tongue diagnosis than I do. A sensitive colon is often indicated here by this horseshoe-shaped collection of bumps and dots in the back of the tongue. It's kind of towards the middle to the back, and other sorts of little lesions. The kidney disorder would be indicative of these lesions or bumps in the back of the tongue on either side, small collection. Whereas right in the middle there is often indicative of a delicate heart. When you have impressions of the teeth, this scalloped tongue, that's usually malabsorption of nutrients. And in Chinese medicine, they'll say it's a spleen qi deficiency, that you don't have enough digestive fire and you're not absorbing properly. It can also be indicative of allergy or an inflammation somewhere in your body. When you have white spots in the back of the tongue like this one here, it's often indicative of toxins in your colon versus a larger pattern of lesions that are white with a red perimeter are more likely to be toxins somewhere in the GI tract, not just the colon. On the sides, if you have depressions on the sides, as in this picture, the bottom row, first one on the left, it's indicative of delicate lungs. Whereas if it's a frothiness there on the tongue in that same position, it might be related to bronchitis. When they're brown spots indicated on the sides of the tongue, that could be indicative of pneumonitis. These cracks throughout the tongue, a chronic vata derangement in colon. And vata is an Ayurvedic term, and it's for the person who's very thin and cold and wiry. And it could be chronic dampness in the body. Marks around the edges of the tongue, or kind of around the perimeter of the tongue, are in Chinese medicine considered related to deep-seated fear or anxiety. And then a deep groove down the center of the tongue is emotional and often is related to problems along the spinal column. So when you're filling out this form, you just circle wherever you find the lesions. Make notes if there's specific colors. You don't have to do the diagnosis on the spot. You can go back and read through your notes. So just take the things and you can do the okay, and make sure that you set it up so that you talk about the results of the exam after you do the exam, so that you're not on the spot until you get really good at this. And if you're doing it on the phone and you're doing it through Skype or through video, or you're having them do it for themselves, then you can just have them look and go to the mirror, use a magnifying glass, and mark what they see. In terms of what color is your tongue? Well, pink or multicolored is normal. I was surprised to read that multicolored is normal, but I found a really good website, which I'm giving you a link to, where you can take it through and mark. You just say, oh, this is my tongue, this is my tongue, subsequently, and it tells you all the things that are going on in your system. It's quite a nice resource, and I've given you the link in the slide presentation. But if it's pink, a nice pink, like the picture we saw earlier, that's a normal color tongue. But also, especially in people of darker skin, a multicolored tongue is actually normal, where there's different coloration throughout. Now, but a pale red, not a bright, beefy red, but a pale red is indicative of mild heat, whereas a beefy red is indicative of a lot of heat, just a lot of heat in the body. It could be related to fever. It could be related to inflammation in the body. There's a lot of things that it could be related to. Purple tongue indicates poor circulation. A really pale tongue indicates a low metabolism. There's just not a lot of good circulation going there. It could be classic anemia, or it could be what is termed in Chinese medicine blood deficiency. coating is normal, believe it or not. It's normal to have a thin white coating on the tongue. If you indeed have no coating on the tongue, it's indicative of a weak digestive fire or dehydration. The coating should be thin, normal, white. It should be white. If the coating is thick, it could indicate you have cold dampness in your body. It's kind of like one of those miserable winter days happening inside your body that you can't get warm. You're very damp and cold. It could be that you've got phlegm or mucus production in your body. It could be that you have poor digestion. Now let's go look at the coating color. White is, as I said, normal. If it's a light yellow or a dirty white, there's a little bit of heat in the body. Or maybe you've got a cold or a flu that you're fighting off. If it's substantially yellow, like a bright yellow, that's a definite sign of heat somewhere in the body. It could also be indicative of anxiety, depression, infection. Or it could be that the person has recently smoked a cigarette or drinks coffee or has had coffee recently or just had a big meal. And finally, if the color goes to brown or black, it's a really strong heat or could be cold. Could also happen from long-term smoking and also bismuth, which is bismuth, long-term chronic intake of bismuth, like bismuth antacids, can be a problem that causes brown or black tongue. So let's look at a few of the other tongue signs and the interpretation. Some of this is repetition, but I've repeated it so that you can study it and you can mark it in multiple places and get an idea of what it all means. So if the tongue is tender to touch or it's sore, it could be a deficiency of vitamin B12 or folic acid or iron. If it's pale red, that's normal. Pink or pale red. Beefy red is excess heat. Let me distinguish between pale red and pink. Pink is normal, and some people call the pink a pale red. But if it's actually darker than pink and less than beefy, that's actually indication of the beginnings of heat signs. But a beefy red is definitely excess heat, and if it's red at the tip, it could be because you're overeating or you don't absorb real well. You could have too much fat in your diet. You could have too much fried food. Or you can have inadequate fiber. A red tip could also be indicative of excessive heart fire. If the back of the tongue tends to be dark gray or a reddish color, that could be indicative of kidney or adrenal weakness. If you have a chronic furry coating on your tongue, it's oftentimes related to digestive enzyme imbalance, not enough digestive enzymes, and imbalance of friendly to unfriendly flora in your bowel. It could also be food allergies. And then the last of the tongue signs, let's take a look through these. And then, like I said, go ahead and do this on yourself so you get a feeling of how this is and how much of it you might want to ask your people to do on themselves. And also, you might be picking and choosing pieces of this to do based on what the person's coming to you for and what you're finding. So if there's a yellowish coating, as I said before, it can be a sign of heat. If there's a cottage cheese-like growth or coating, it could be a yeast infection. If the edges of the tongue are scalloped and have teeth marks on them, it's suggestive of allergies, poor digestion, low pancreatic enzymes, low vitamin B6, or even thyroid problems. A geographic tongue looks like a map. There's spots on the tongue that are different colored and different texture. And this is called geographic tongue. It could be coming from low B vitamins, especially folic acid and B12. It can also be related to low vitamin D or low zinc, but other things can cause it. Gluten sensitivity or wheat allergy can cause it. If you find an excessively shiny or smooth tongue, it could be deficiency of some of your B vitamins like B12 and folic acid. It could be iron deficiency. It can be an allergic reaction or even an early sign of a blood sugar imbalance or diabetes. If the tongue is purplish, it's often indicative of inadequate levels, not enough vitamin B12. If it's very beefy or enlarged, it could be inadequate levels of pantothenic acid. And if it's black or hairy looking, it could be a side effect of antacids, or like I said before, bismuth-containing products like Pepto-Bismol. They cause a blackness and also can cause a hairiness. So now that we've taken a look at tongue diagnosis, a little mini introduction to tongue diagnosis, I want to give you some more ways that you can get further access. Tongue diagnosis is something that you can continue to study over and over and get really good at. This book is an amazing resource. I picked this book up when I was in Chinese medicine school. Actually, before I started, it's what prompted me to get started in going back to school into acupuncture school. It was because I was in the store that the acupuncture school here in Austin has, and I just love looking at the books, and this book just really struck me, and I bought this book, and I bought another book on acupuncture for the treatment of depression, because I was working with a lot of depression, and I was like, oh, I want to go back and study this further, and I did. But this book is really, I really love this book because it has pictures. It has descriptions of what the things mean, but then it has pictures of lots of tongues and what their interpretation is. So it's very, very helpful. Lots and lots of pictures. And that's the way you learn tongue diagnosis, is by doing it a lot. So the other thing I found was this really cool website, this eagleherbs.com, and it's a self-test. So you click on this link, and let me show you it real quick. Yeah, so this is what it looks like, and I love it because it starts out, here's the normal tongue, the elusive normal tongue appearance, and it has a cell phone version. I haven't tried that one yet. But you basically start, and it says, okay, tells you a little bit about it, and you click start. At any point, you can undo your last choice, so you can actually use it to study. So you say, okay, what does pink tongue mean? So you click on pink tongue, and yeah, it's normal, tells you about it, right? And then from there, you can say, well, let's pick the coating on the tongue. And so you could pick the coating on the tongue. But if you wanted to go back and study this and say, well, I wonder what red tongue meant, you can go undo last choice and go back and say, oh, there's a bright red tongue. It tells you about the too much heat, not enough cooling, etc. And then you get, again, to choose the coating. So you can just keep going back and looking and studying these and really getting a sense of what these all mean. So lovely pictures. So I encourage you to go here and study it and take it all the way through.